Wait a minute.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talent, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Green rising, and thank you for joining me today here on The Female Solution. It is Monday morning mindfulness, and you know what that means. It is time for me to share with you the intro, just in case you haven't seen it this morning, of The Female Solution. So, here we go, live right here. Be sure and share this for someone who can enjoy it as much as you do. All right? Are you ready? Get set. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio. With Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Karina Meek. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Sia. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Fiat. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Green rising, and thank you for joining me back here again this morning on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We are here from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today's your birthday, if you're celebrating, we're still celebrating Juneteenth. And as you can see, I've got my Juneteenth t-shirt. And for those of you who do not know the history of Juneteenth and why it's important and why we should be celebrating it, if you did not listen to last night's show on Soul Purpose Healing, you got to go back and hear it, because we have to give thanks to Mother Opal, O-P-A-L, not Oprah. I believe she's 93 of her older. And all over the world. And she has succeeded. It started out as a walk because she was just tired of the misinformation that we have been given in this country as a people. So go back and listen to last night's show on Soul Purpose Healing. You'll be glad you did. And if you're listening online this morning, today is Monday, June 20th. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you because we're just celebrating our month. A very special happy birthday, Earth Day, born day to my sister. That would be Michelle Frierson. And thank you for not being angry at me for not celebrating with you this year, as I had to work the, the Juneteenth Fest, at the Promenary. I will be showing you photos of that. As a matter of fact, why don't I just show it to you now? There was so much fun over the weekend. I really want you to see these Juneteenth celebrations, and they're all on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So I want to take you to my blog so you can see all that went on. There was a lot of what went on over the weekend. That's my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I want to pull that up so you can see all the variety of events that went on. Well, the first one I went to was the grand opening of Sam Silk. Had a grand opening on 115th and Halsted. He opened up a new chicken and fish place. And I'm telling you, it was Grandma's recipe because we put his foot in it. So thank you, Sam Silk, for the invitation. And even though it says coming soon there, he's already there. And that's Sam Silk. And this is part of the Juneteenth celebration, which was on the other side of the street. Ooh, excuse me. And there was a young man there with a photo booth. And you take it. Well, I don't have the actual, it's on my phone, so. But this is a photo from it. And this was the event, was this yesterday? Sunday, yeah. This was the Juneteenth event, Sunday at 5311 South Lake Park Avenue. And I just got to show you this family that showed up. I just thought that was so cute. I got to show that. That was at the Promontory. Just had to share that with you. And then this is some footage from Sam Silk's event, and this is Shona, one of the producers, used to be a top producer. Yeah, these are my colleagues from back in the day, and this guy's name is Shona. His name is Dion Walker, but that's the name that they tagged him with. So I just want to show you just teeny-weeny bit of that. Remember to tell you that and not give you the blog talk line, because that system is malfunctioning this morning, so that's why we have another number. In case I said it too fast, I'll type it in for you. 312-728. Let me type that in for you right now. 312-728, because you're going to want to ask police for questions. I promise you, 6428. 312-721-6428. And that's the number you can call in. All right, you see that? And also, if you are listening online, and thank you so much, where you're calling from or where you are watching on Facebook, and what city you're calling from. So just type that in the sessions, whatever platform you're on this morning. That's our YouTube channel right there. You see that logo? Green, purple, and orange, you'll know you're at the right place. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and, you know, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. You can listen to it anytime you're ready. And for those of you who have a tendency to eat a few things that they shouldn't eat, because I started my day with potato chips yesterday. That was not a good thing. I was hungry. It was the only thing that was around. I ate potato chips. So I'm back drinking my good juice this morning. Okay, because it helps with diabetes, and I'll give you that side so in a second. Yes, yes. I didn't say it tastes good. I said it's good for you. Drink some water. Ooh. Ooh, yes. Okay. I digress. Some of y'all been eating some things we shouldn't. So some of you may be pre-diabetic and might not know it. I was pre-diabetic for 10 years. Go to diabeticdonut.com. Download the free information on how I reverse type 2 diabetes and the drink that I drink every day. You see me frowning because you know why. But diabetes is gone, bye-bye. So share that with someone. I'm Instagram Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. And also check out our Instagram page for our homeless project. You know, we have the homeless project where we help those who are in need. They need right now. They don't need butane because it's hot. But they need ice. They need water. They need charcoal. They need food. These are the gifts that we send you for your donation. This is a roll cam you can put on your mirror. You can see it there. Put that on your mirror. And then there's one that goes, I guess, on the dashboard. This is the other one that comes with a donation to the Higher Learning Network. And you can also get a T-shirt. So you just determine how much you want to give, and just know that you'll be blessed for sharing what you have. When we think in this country we have nothing, trust me, we have everything here. We're just not aware of it. You don't know how blessed you are until you leave this country and you see how the world, the rest of the world, where you can turn on the TV and see how people are living in poverty. I mean, sheer poverty. No internet, no water, no nothing but the love in their heart for themselves and their fellow men. So just want to share that with you. Okay, Twitter, Zelda Speaks. Oh, and also on Twitter, we're on HLNNSP. That's for the, yes, that's right, Higher Learning Network. And it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness with, or I should say your Monday morning mindfulness inspiration with Mike House. And you say, who was Mike House, Zelda? Inspiration, and I'd like to share it with you because it just means a whole thing, so I want to share that with you. And today is talking about seeking happiness. Whatever we are actively seeking always flies away from us because it is the law of life that we only have what we give or express. Creates an consciousness that directs the mind. It is thus our purpose to understand consciousness, to be aware of who and what we really are, so that mind has a clear-cut picture of what to produce. So many of us are constantly seeking satisfaction from things and people, and so we are eternally pursuing them. But happiness is not to be found in any person or anything. Happiness is that which flows out from us rather than into us. Let me say that again. Happiness is that which flows out from us rather than into us. I like that, Mike. Thank you. When you are aware of the reality of consciousness, and that within consciousness is all that you are, all you will ever need and can ever need, then the goal becomes the understanding of the true self rather than the pursuit of things. There is something within your being right now that needs to be expressed. This very moment is the right time. Where you are is the ideal place. Seek that. Okay. Happy are the people. This morning for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Let us remind you that this is something that you can practice on your own. You do not need a mantra, a Zen. You don't have to sit down, close your eyes, cross your legs. You don't have to do anything. Just get comfortable for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And I call it meditation because it's quiet time for ourselves. So that's what we're about to experience. So wherever you are, get comfortable. I'm in a chair, so I always tell people if you're in a chair, sit up straight. And just close your eyes and imagine yourself being that which you so desire. If you want peace in your life, if you want joy in your life, if you want happiness, if you just want sanity, we've got to go within this because there are all those distractions out there. Cell phone, radio, TV, people, places, and things, all those distractions. But if you don't arm yourself with the presence of that which created you, you're missing out. We're unconscious. And the challenge here this morning during this meditation, the goal of meditation is not to control your thoughts. You can't because they run them up all day. Don't they? Right. Not to control your thoughts, but to stop letting them control you. And how do you do that? How do you get quiet? Inhale through the nose, baby. Oh, you got to do it. And you got to practice it because practice makes perfect. No, it does not. Practice makes improvement. Who wants to be perfect? Perfect is boring. So we simply take the time to inhale to the count of five. I inhale through my nose, and you can inhale through your nose. We do through the nose so that you can experience. You can have to have this as an experience, not just breathing, but an experience so you can feel the energy of the universe that is in your body that you are connected to, that will guide you, that will guard you and direct you. As Dr. Maya Angelou, my favorite poet in the whole world, used to say, before you face the day, face God. I say face the spirit that is within you. And whatever you choose to call it is fine with me. So let us take a moment to prepare ourselves for the day. As we inhale deeply and exhale to the count of five. And as we inhale We give thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is on a trachea or they cannot breathe on their own. And look at you breathing all on your own. You have been blessed. So take advantage of it. We inhale deeply. Let us stretch. Inhale deeply. And simply stretch. Oh, yes, that feels good. Because I haven't walked this morning, but I will afterwards. And it's important that we just remember to move. We do the higher learning hip roll here on the Female Solution on Monday Morning Mindfulness because sitting has become the new smoking, and that is not a good thing. So you want to inhale deeply. Hold it. Close your eyes and see yourself on that island, wherever it is that you find peace and comfort and quiet and love and joy. Your own personal sanctuary begins right here as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And as we exhale, release all tension, anxiety. Most of us have anxiety because we're thinking about the next moment or the last moment, and we forget to be in this moment. So let us inhale together. Inhale deeply. Eyes closed, bringing that energy to the top of the head. And as we exhale, bringing the energy down through the breath, down through the shoulders. Rotate shoulders backwards and forwards as we inhale and exhale. Let's continue to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. And exhale. And as we stretch, inhale once more. Bringing the down through the chest, the solar plexus, the sides, the arms, the wrists. And move. Just get the energy moving in the body. Yeah, just move it. Inhale deeply. Bringing the energy of the breath down through the solar plexus and the sides and the stomachs and the hip and the back. And the thighs as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending love, light, and energy down through the knees. Oh, yes, I rub those knees because it just feels good. Sending more love, more light, more energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches. Feel free to wiggle those toes and bring that energy right back on up as we inhale. Bringing that energy back up from the feet to the legs and to the thighs and to the hips and the back and the spine and the spleen and the long, leisurely stretch we do with our arms as we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up to the shoulders and taking these two fingers and this thumb and just squeeze the back of the neck. That's the electrical system, the vagus nerve that keeps your immune system healthy, that keeps you in the flow, a perfect flow of life. And I use this hand sometimes too. And then I just massage the back of the neck. That's where I hold my tension. Where do you hold yours? This is where I hold mine. And it's so sad to spend time doing this to ourselves, with ourselves, for ourselves, because if we don't, well, any of you think? Hold it, and exhale, and just sit in quiet, and feel how the energy of that breath feels in you as you inhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath that moves, thinks, and has its being in, through, and around my body. I give thanks as I inhale. I give thanks for the power of my brain to send the signal to my lungs and my heart and my spine and my pancreas and my systems and the systems in my body that are working unbeknownst to me, but because they are working, I can still breathe if I inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the, excuse me, the ability to eat and digest the food. The ability for the system to work on assimilation, the digestion of my food, and even more importantly, the elimination of that which we put in our stomach, in our system, so that we can have a good boop. And I said boop, I meant poop, but you know what I meant. Inhale deeply. We give thanks for the good, for the goodness that runs up, in, throughout, and around our body. We give thanks for the veins, the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, because they all work in divine order just for our being. And we give thanks as we inhale deeply. Inhale, exhale, bring our head down, face forward, and slowly rotate that head to the left. And slowly bring it around to the back. And slowly bring it around to the other side and back down. Head up. Inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can. Ooh, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. That feels good. Yes. And inhale deeply. Looking to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. And face back forward, inhale deeply. And we give thanks for our sanity as we have prepared our bodies with the breath of life that will keep us and nurture us in times of chaos and confusion. And we can use two of the most important words on the planet, I am. I am happy, even if you don't feel it, say it, because there's power in the spoken words. Words have weight. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I, with my big head, my big nose, my big lips that everybody else loves. And I wish I had my big hips, my big thighs, my big butt, my big fries, all that good stuff. I am happy, just like. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just activated the happiness gene, and it's running through the course in your veins and corpuscles of your body because you sent it love, you sent it light, you sent it energy, you sent it what it means to start this day off empowered. Just by breathing, inhale deeply. And exhale. And you can do that in 30 seconds or less. When someone comes into your circle of being and they intend to disrupt your being, all you have to do is breathe. You simply breathe in and you simply breathe out. Inhale and exhale through the nose. And chances are if you have a little or onion on your breath and you forgot to brush your teeth, I promise you they will back right on up. Okay? So much for joining me this morning. I hope you will share that with someone because we are all, you think it's challenging now. You're going to need this exercise because it's coming. Oh, it's coming. Trust me. And if you want to call in this morning, 312-728-6428. That's the number for today because that's the number for today. And if you are headed out and about today, it's wall to wall sunshine. Beautiful day outside. Yesterday, beautiful day. Today, mostly sunny and hot. High 93 degrees. I'm loving it. Oh, my girlfriend Karen is here from New York City, and I'll see her today. Karen Kilburn Allen and Bruce Allen. I look forward to seeing you today. Down to about 73 tonight. Good all week long. And if you are headed out, four on the reverse, from the Eisenhower is 41 minutes in and 40 minutes out due to that delay at Harlem's 25th Avenue. On the Stevenson, it's 29 minutes in. It's slow at Cicero, 21 on the reverse. And on the Dan Ryan, 13 in, 11 out. Bishop Ford, 10 in, 9 out. On DuSavo, Jean-Baptiste, DuSavo, Lakeshore Drive. It is 11 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly at ByTakes.com. And as you know, I told you that the switchboard is down today, so I will just be sharing with you a quick promo that is available here for you in your organization as well. If you are looking to, if you're a shopper, and like I am, like most of us are, we've been conditioned shopping, this is one of the platforms that I have discovered, because we had an account with Amazon, and it worked. Yes, it worked, but we were not getting paid for shopping, and that's what I like about Quick Click. And when we looked in our account and saw this money, we were like, oh yeah, hear this. Here at the Females,
meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly or indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending
actually, this is the information. You can always contact us, info@higherlearningnetwork.org, or you can call us, 312-409, and that's your Quick Click commercial.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. To buy, share.
I wanted to share that with you because you missed, like, the first 5 seconds of the video. And I also want to share with you what I forgot to share with you earlier, and that is the Female Solution promo, in case you didn't get a chance to see it this morning. You can now see it right here on the Female Solution. So let me add that to the screen. And is this it? I do believe it is. Is that the Female Solution? No, that is not the Female Solution. So let me pull it out. Excuse me, y'all. I had a rough day. Rough weekend. Energy so much. So here it is, and I'll share it with you right now. Are you ready? Okay. Okay, so tell somebody the female solution is on, and we're on 7 days a week. Here you go.
The female solution. To an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Nabeen. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Mia. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Sean. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Mia. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And Naima Latif, her phone is ringing. She's joining us. Is ready. What is she doing? I want to share with you some Juneteenth celebrations. I just thought this was so cute. The family showed up at the Juneteenth celebration at the Promontory. If you joined us this morning, thank you so much for joining us on the Female Solution. Ireland with Zelda Speaks. Khalid Scott, a veteran clinician. Khalid Scott will be joining us at 8 o'clock. But I just wanted to share with you some of the fun that I had this weekend celebrating the Juneteenth celebration. The sole ingredient, Lorraine Wilson has a catering company. Oh my God, I have never had a po' boy. You ever had a po' boy? I never had a po' boy. I didn't even know what a po' boy was. It's a shrimp sandwich, and it tastes so good. And there she is with the line is around the corner. And I'm helping her with that. And I'm like, wow. There she is right there with the orange hat on. And that's a guy who said he had to come back twice. He's like, this was so good. And I didn't get a chance to eat while I was there, so I didn't know what I was missing. But when I got home, I ate. And I was like, oh, wow, I see why people are coming back two or three times just to get something to eat. That po' boy sandwich was delicious. And she'll be at the Taste of Chicago on, what is it, July 8th, 9th, and 10th, I believe it is. Yes, so she'll be there, and you can get a chance to see her there. It's Soul Ingredient Catering, S-O-L Ingredient Catering. And this is the other one that I wanted to show you. This family that showed up, Juneteenth, I saw them, I was like, I have them on the show. They look so cute, the whole family. I love it. So I asked them to let me take a picture, and they didn't know that it was. So I just want to show that to you. It only take a second. I don't even this weekend. As we wait on Naima Latif, I'm about to...
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay, love my neighbor.
That's a simple commandment. Okay. And if everybody followed it, we wouldn't have any problems in the world. Because if you love someone, you want them to have what you have. Healthy food, a nice home, good clothing, education, the decent things that make life comfortable. Now, of course, if you love someone, you want them
to have that.
Right.
Right.
Well, so our problem is that we don't love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Because we don't love ourselves.
Ooh. That's deep. Did you hear that? We don't love ourselves. That's what Naima says, and she's right here to share it with us here on Monday Morning Mindfulness, but I want you to see it too. So let us bring to the stage with us our very own Naima. Nope, I got to stop the screen. There she is now. Oops, I don't want to stop her. I want to bring her on. Come on. Where you at, girl? I am not fully awake this morning. I don't know what I'm doing. Here's what happens when you have too much fun. Naima, you is the problem. I'm having a senior moment. Y'all work with me now, okay? Or I've got to... That's the only way I know to do it. So I'm going to pick you up, but come back in. Come back. Oh, there you go. At the screen. There she is. Girl, I was having a moment up here. Monday morning mindfulness. What can I tell you? Thank you so much, my sister of the microphone, for joining me this morning. He should be with us a half an hour this morning. For those of you who are interested, Khalid Scott will be joining us, veteran clinician, mental health professional. But I accidentally pulled you up, so accidentally, there was no accident. Everything is by divine purpose. So evidently somebody needed to hear that message this morning that you said. Thank you so much for sharing that message live and in living color this morning. So how was your weekend, beautiful?
Oh, it was fabulous. I certainly enjoyed all of the many celebrations around the city. Juneteenth, and, you know, Saturday on Deborah's show, there's some history about that. And a lot of people really didn't know that this is a day that commemorates the final freeing of everybody, but the people in Texas didn't hear about the Emancipation Proclamation until 3 years later. And so we had a chance to information. We were over at this day, so they'll be celebrating the graduates and that sort of thing. So, you know, wonderful organization I've been active with since I got out of college, and, you know, it's always exciting to see Reverend Jackson continue to expound on our vision for a world where we are living in peace and love and unity and equality and justice for all. So it's always uplifting and inspiring. So many different people you get a chance to meet. And as we know, our friend Jonathan Jackson's running for Congress and that on, and he's just such a dynamic speaker. It's interesting. He talks about how he used to have a stutter, which is very encouraging to people who might be struggling with that. You know, Moses had a stutter.
Yes, not many people know that.
That Aaron, his brother, actually spoke for him because he, you know, was tongue-tied, as they called it. So it's interesting that he now is such an orator and a great speaker in articulating many things that other people didn't even understand, you know, such as certain laws and how they're impacting us. So I always enjoy that encounter. And then last night was the annual Gospel Fest, and, you know, that's produced by Sasha Dalton, who always does a fabulous job. You know, Darius Brooks performed and you know, it was another great night.
Shout out to Sasha Dalton, who's also been a guest here on the show.
Yes. He's an excellent producer. I had no idea Vicki Winans, she was there. She was so humorous. I had no idea she was such a comedian.
She's funny.
She was rolling.
She
wasn't singing gospel, she could definitely do stand-up because she was hilarious.
She was funny, and it's genuine.
It's genuine, you know. So I really appreciate her humor. As well as her powerful voice. So, you know, it was a very celebratory weekend. You know, sometimes you're out working and sometimes you just want to enjoy the atmosphere. So last night I said, I'm not bringing cameras. I'm just going to enjoy the concert.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because, you know, usually, you know how we are. We always feel like, okay, we're news people. We got to capture everything. And
right.
One time my daughter said to me, Mom, can you just be here and just enjoy the concert. I think we went to hear a concert in the park downtown one time. And, you know, I'm ready to pull out my cell phone and start doing like, Mom, can you just be here and just enjoy the music? Okay.
I can do that.
So, yeah, sometimes you just need to just vibrations and just be present.
And that's crucial because we like you said, we've been conditioned as members of the press to not
always
in the moment, enjoy it. Frame right, is the audio right? So yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah, it's a blessing. So. Yeah, it was wonderful, and had a chance to do some reflections on fatherhood. You know, we did the Three Black Moms show right before the Otta show, and, of course, she's always fabulous. And I appreciate the fact that we have a chance to not only share information but really bring people to a higher level. And Viata talked about personal responsibility, which I think as a race of people, we have to start taking personal responsibility for the conditions we have created for ourselves. I get it. Slavery was bad. It was cruel. And there are still mean people who want to keep a class division and an underclass. And we know that laws are unfair and behavior is mean. But some things we do to ourselves, and we have to take personal responsibility.
Yes, ma'am.
No, nobody's making us and drink and eat bad food that keeps us sick. And then we're mad because we don't have good health care or health insurance. But really, you did that to yourself.
Yes,
nobody made you abuse your body. And responsibility, and we, you know, finger pointing doesn't change anything. You have to decide. I am the person who has shaped my life, and I am the person. Once you do that, then
smile to admit we don't want to.
Yes.
We don't want to do that because it's easy to point the finger at somebody. That means, oh, I got to look at me. Oh, what is that going on with me? Oh, okay, why am I acting like that? Why am I thinking like that? Why am I doing this?
Right. You got to look at yourself. So, I mean, I've been on a journey of introspection for a while now, and what occurred to me is that nobody can make you less than who you are. We are all expressions of the divine mind. We are all expressions of creation. We are all expressions of God. You can't dishonor God. You can't disrespect God.
No,
you can't belittle God. You can only demonstrate where you are in your own sense of self-awareness. You can only demonstrate how you feel about yourself, because that's what you're expressing to other people. So when you feel good about yourself, then you can be kind and loving to other people. When you don't feel good about yourself, you think you're going to feel better about yourself if you put somebody else down. And so that's why you do it. So if we feel good about ourselves, number one, we don't have to focus on other people who are mean or say nasty things or be vengeful. Oh, I'm going to get them back because they said this to me. They disrespected me. They matter of fact, interesting story. Well, yesterday at the church service that I attended, that I do the live streaming for, Philip was telling a story about how he and his wife were driving down the street, and the car coming in another direction almost hit a guy that was walking across the street. You know, the guy jumped out the way just in time. But then he got mad and spit on the car, and it was in a nice car, one of them expensive cars. So the guy whose car he spit on went into a parking lot and drove back around and came up to the guy and pulled out a gun. Was going to shoot him for spitting on the car. So this guy who spat on the car picked up a brick, and he's going to throw a brick at the car. And, you know, Reverend Sheldon, he was like, No! You know, because you don't want to see violence. You don't want to have a straight bullet hit you. And so it just so happened that, you know, the guy put down the brick, the other guy drove off and didn't shoot. But, you know, you think in one moment somebody does something, and maybe it's an accident, maybe it's whatever, but deciding to just let it go. You decide you're going to retaliate, and then, it was something even worse. Decision,
yes.
You know, and that's how quickly things happen. That's how quickly people respond to something that they imagine is an act of disrespect. When you feel bad about it, you take it personally. React, and you're ready to retaliate. It could cost your life, and it is costing people's lives. How many? Yeah. I mean, I usually don't listen to the news. Yesterday, I you know, my mother likes to listen to WBBM, the news station a lot. And so, you know, I mean, all day long they're telling you news. Every few minutes, this person got shot, that person got shot, that person got shot. And I'm like, How do people sit and listen to this all day? You wouldn't want to leave your house.
Thank
listening
you.
To all the violence that's going on just in this city.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. But all of these little acts of violence, what are they for? You know, it's all some stupid little probably misunderstanding. But when you feel bad about yourself, you're always imagining that people are disrespecting you. And you're always ready to show anger at that because what it is, they're confirming in your own mind your own inadequacy, and that's why you get angry. If you didn't have a feeling of inadequacy in your own mind about yourself, nothing they did would make you angry. You just say, oh, that's the person who doesn't know any better, and you could move on and ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we learn, that when you know that you are an expression of God, you are an eternal being. When you know that about yourself, nothing someone says or does can make you feel lesser about yourself. So this is what we got to teach our children. And we're in the process now of preparing a first class for the New Earth Homeschool Academy. First class is Parenting with Peace. And so, and I'm going to be having a part of this process because all of them have wisdom to share, but that first lesson is for people to do some introspection. What is inside of me? Because whatever is inside of you, you're going to give to your child. And if you've got low self-esteem, it's going to manifest in the way you parent that child, and the way everything they do, you look at it as an act of disrespect, and so you're ready to hit them. A 2-year-old.
Is that not slavery? Is that not the mindset of
a slave? Yes.
Beat him into submission.
How dare you defy my authority?
Don't even know it. That's why Mother Opal, Mrs. Opal, we call her Mother Opal, the mother of Juneteenth celebration, reminds us. Now, even though 2 years later in Texas, 1865, they told us we were free, and we still didn't know it until 2 years later.
Mm.
And we're still exhibiting the same behavior.
Same
Hundreds of years later. Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Check that out. Check out this article. Viada talked about it on her show on last night, Sunday night. Opal Lee's dream of seeing June 19th become a federal was finally realized. And all that information, it's a very long article, but it is so worth reading because it is information that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just another Juneteenth Juneteenth celebration that Maika sent us. So just go check out my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com.
Yeah, we got to get out there to Pembroke, too.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And it is 7:56. We've got about 5 minutes before veteran clinician Khalid. You can see I'm got a little brain fog going on here.
That happens. You know, when you don't get enough sleep, that will happen. You know, it's like
I'm a little deprived.
The brain
today.
Connections are moving slow. Yeah, like, you know, when you're on your computer,
they're not firing today, but they will be because when I get up, I'm going back to bed.
you ever have your computer on all night and then in the morning it's running slow?
It's dragging.
That's how our brains are. Yeah.
Come on over here, tell me so they can see that pretty face. he gets so. Making faces for me. I should say. So you just keep me laughing. Yeah, well, I'm going to be laughing in the bed this morning because I'm... Okay, anyway, it was a wonderful experience this weekend. We have to continue this mindset of knowing that we are free if we are free here. Because if you're still going to the store, charging up your credit cards and every holiday, and it made me think about that two Juneteenth. The vendors yesterday, I was at the Promontory in Hyde Park on 5311 South Lake Park. And I was like, wow, everything that we do, they got to make a holiday out of it so we can go shopping. You notice that?
That's what it's about. Money.
Spending that money. It's capitalistic society. That's the one in which we live. Shout out to Brenda Jordan from Skokie. Thank you so much for sharing and joining us this morning. And whatever platform you're on this morning, you want to comment, you can comment. Let us know what city or state or country that you're watching us from here. And be sure and check out higherlearningnetwork.org. But go to the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.org. The information there. Before we go, before you go, I should say, what do we have coming up this week?
Well, now, let's see.
Tomorrow, self-care with Joe. We apologize for not playing anybody's promo because the switchboard is down this morning. That's why we have a new number for you to call in this morning, 312-728-6428. And on Wednesday, we have Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hameed on the Female Solution. And they will be discussing something always a topic of interest. And on Thursday, Dr. Debbie Green, Soul Solution, and Friday, we're back at Fiona. And we have a comment. It's Giselle Turkwit. Great words. Well, thank you, my sister. I hope we got the name right. Great word, lady. And I do believe that would be our guest of the hour. That would be Khalid. That would be Khalid Scott. Is that you, Khalid?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. That is you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is veteran Khalid. I apologize for not having his applause this morning, but...
Okay, wait. I think we have... Hold on.
We got... Khalid, excuse me, I always say Khalid, you know, it's hard to get that out of your mind once it's been programmed. Collide like a lid. That's exactly what I was about to say. A lid on a pot. Khalid Scott. Yes, sir. So thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Khalid Scott, on The Female Solution. This is a man, if you don't know who he is, honey, go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And he's on LinkedIn, too. K-H-A-L-I-D, Khalid Scott. Go ahead, Naima, before you give us what you want to make a comment.
Yeah, but before we get started, let me play a couple of these commercials that we...
Oh, okay, so you could pull them up. Okay,
right.
I apologize for that. We had switchboard issues this morning.
Yeah, I knew they were working on it, so they got it
We got to get these commercials on and up, as Naima is about to do right now.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Wind rising. And thank you so much for joining us here back on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and executive producer Naima Latif has joined us this morning. And we are reminding you that the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest for June is the last Saturday of every month. It is this month. If you have teens between the ages of 13 and 19, have them send in a one-minute video clip via YouTube where they can audition with their name, age, what city they're coming from, and whatever their talent is. And then, actually, they can send in two videos, one 10 or 15-second clip on who they are. Scripting, screenwriter, producer, director, author, singer, piano player, just musician, whatever their talent is, just send it in. It must be a YouTube clip, not a MOV file, but a YouTube clip. And send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com. Got that? All right, so I just wanted to share that with you. So, you know, we got to stop complaining about our youth and show them the way. So that's what we're doing here at the Higher Learning Network. And on that note of higher learning, let us join veteran clinician Khalid Scott. Welcome back to the podium this morning, Khalid. And I'm going to pull you up on LinkedIn so people can see what you look like. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. Oh, and happy Father's Day to you, to the best daddy on on the planet, best one I know anyway. This brother is thebomb.com. He shows Ayana. Did I get the name right, Ayana?
Anaya.
Anaya. I always get it confused, but yeah, y'all know what I mean. Anaya. Tell her Auntie Z me. Well, but you know I got a little brain fog going on today, so it be that way sometimes. I'm not used to exerting all this kind of energy in over a weekend, so it's like it's a challenge for me. But you are, and I mean this sincerely from the bottom way. What this young lady is doing, and the role. More importantly, that's even more important. Developing this young lady's life is off the chain. And that's why she's becoming a doctor. That's why she got a scholarship. Because look at the day she had. And now you understand. I'm serious. Look at children who have fathers in their lives and those who don't have fathers in their lives. I didn't have a daddy in my life. But I got Khalid Scott who's got who's showing me the way that it's never too late. Oh, wow. Giselle says, blame COVID. I got COVID brain this morning. I know it's slow because it's definitely running slow this morning. But, Khalid, I sincerely appreciate the work that you do and having the insight to share what it is that you share. And you share about your daughter all the time, and I love it because I was just so overwhelmed yesterday at the Juneteenth celebration with all the dads showing up and supporting their daughter. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can see on my screen Khalid Scott. He is the man that you are talking to. That's the brother. You see all these plaques, Khalid B. Scott, B.S., M.S.W., E.S.W., C.A.D.C. I don't know what none of that means. CODPDI. All of that. Okay, Khalid, you tell us what it means, because I don't have to. I know you're a vet. I know that much, and I know you know what you're talking about. You got clients, and you've dealt with people. So just give us a little breakdown this morning.
Well, first and foremost, happy Juneteenth to all of my black folks.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
You know, and I am so, so proud that this is our independence.
Yes.
And always celebrate us 365 days of the year.
Yes, sir.
You know, I tell people Father's Day is my favorite holiday, but I celebrate Father's Day every day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
I think that's the cure for all of us. That if we act like we're celebrating our lives every day, then how can we go wrong?
Thank you.
Right? If we make every day we wake up a holiday, that's it. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and yes, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and come August will be 29 years in this industry.
See, I told you he was
wow.
a veteran. Didn't I tell you he was a veteran?
Yeah.
I ain't playing with y'all. I ain't playing with
y'all. Yeah, before I became a social worker, I was in the Army, and I fought in the Persian Gulf War.
Really?
You know, and I've seen a whole lot of these streets, you know, and it lets me know that you have to value life every day.
Yes.
Every day you have to value life.
Yes.
And thank you for the accolades regarding the NIA. I'm on my way dropping her off to her internship at Rush Hospital right now, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, you know, the thing is, is that, you know, I've worked under DCFS for the last so you can imagine what I've seen, you know, the abuse and the neglect
yes.
of children.
Yes.
And working for DCFS prepared me for fatherhood.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is, when you see babies and children who are abused and neglected, it lets you know that when God blesses you to have your home, right?
Yes.
That you got to take care of them.
Yes.
Got to take care of them. You got to let them know that they matter. And that's all I'm
Yes.
You know, because I am. And even before I have my own daughter, I had 11 God kids.
Okay.
You know, because my friends, I guess they saw something in me, a spirit, about somebody who really, a man who loves kids.
Mm.
And I do. And I've been a mentor for the last 25 years.
Mm. that. Oh, it was it was such a beautiful thing. I have never in my life ever seen what I saw yesterday. I have so much footage.
What did you see?
I saw fathers with their daughters, and I just wanted to cry because I saw all these little girls clinging on to their daddy's legs, clinging on to their daddy's necks, just wrapped in love, and I was like, wow. It was really overwhelming for me because I had never seen anything like that, ever. And I've been to Father's Day events, but I had never seen anything. I had never experienced anything like this. So it was just, as the children say, it was off the chain. And I know they can come up with something new now, but it's just, I'm old school. That's what I say, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And see, you know what? We all have to contribute to this narrative.
Ooh.
And when I'm talking to women, I'm telling women, stop doing everything for your kid. If you have a husband or a boyfriend, you have a dad there present,
uh-huh.
Let him take the kids to the doctor's appointment.
Right.
Let him go to the school for report card thing. You know?
Right.
Because that's the other part. Men don't think about always doing these things because why? We're so dependent on mama's doing it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then what ends up happening is mama start feeling bitter and upset and like, man, I have to do everything. Why don't you help me? But I literally see can't have it both ways. And for the listening audience, it's something about when daddy shows up that kids move differently.
Mm.
Yes. Which how it should be.
Yes.
But one of the inspirations for Anaya to get straight A's is because she knew I was coming up to her birthday.
Yes.
and I remember a long time ago my daughter said, Daddy, I'm diagnosing you with bipolar. I said, what? She was like, yeah, Daddy, you have bipolar. And I said, well, you know what? Go with that.
Oh.
If you think Daddy got bipolar, let's do that.
Okay.
I want her to always know Daddy is crazy. Okay, for you to know Daddy is crazy. You in line? I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm going to count that line for 20 years.
Okay. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Wow. But I think hers is more on the line because in the medical profession. And so she's studying habits and traits and characteristics. So, wow. That's powerful. That is powerful.
Even her being in the medical industry, but being there, she saw her mom be a dedicated school teacher. She saw me being a social worker. Look, I want to help people like my mom and dad do.
Yeah.
So again, you're always role modeling what you want the next generation to be in
right.
life.
Right.
When we don't do what we're supposed to do, then we see kids act out like we do.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I always have me 16-year-olds are going around shoplifting and carjacking and murdering and beating up and causing all kind of, you know, chaos. And I'm saying, if you really want to know the answer to that, follow them home.
Ooh, follow them
and
home and you'll see.
And see who opens the door.
Yes. And how they respond when they open the door.
And how they respond.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You are right on time. I remember looking at a movie, and what you just said, a parent did follow a child home. I don't remember the name of the movie. And when the man answered the door, no, the woman answered the door, the mother, aunt, whatever she was like, she was real foul. And I was like, wow, she was really foul.
Yeah. They live with.
Yeah. And our kids are going through it. So that's why I'm on this mission to make men be better dads and be better men. Because, again, when dad shows up, things go better.
And you are right on target, Khalid. You know why? Because I think about what I heard someone say, that they destroyed the family, especially black family. Get the man out of the house.
Yeah.
They knew. Get the man out of the house. Remember the movie Claudine, where she had to hide the irons and the TV and the sweater or whatever else she had, because the government didn't give it to her, so she couldn't have anything else. And I was like, I saw it as a kid, and now I still see it as an adult.
Absolutely. I mean, think about Good Times.
Yes.
They had dads there.
Yes.
And then we didn't all know this back in the day, but because he wanted to make sure that Good Times showed up in a good represented light, they fired him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't until 1984 when that fantastic show called The Cosby Show came out.
Yes. Yes.
Showed what black family should look like.
Yes. And how they really are. Yeah. And Doctor, we're both professionals. Go ahead, Naima.
Well, just one thing I wanted to mention. I met Marla Gibbs a few years ago when she came here and, you know, had a meeting with Minister Farrakhan over at the Salam restaurant. And she was telling us, you know, she created this show 227. About women in an apartment building, but she insisted that she be a married woman with a man who was in business, and she really had to fight the executives on that, because they did not want any of those women to have a whole single mother, but she fought for that because she didn't want that same old stereotypical image, no men around. And so on 227, you know, her husband was, he owned his own construction company.
Yes, he did. Yes,
so,
he did.
And she fought for that because they wanted to exclude all the men. And even over time, the writing got to the point where they kind of got a little bit silly at the end, you know, with even the plots and so forth. That keep the integrity of showing a good family, good values, and all of that. And that just lets us know a lot of times it's deliberate, these images that we're being presented
Everything
with.
Is deliberate. They designed this whole system, is designed this way.
Yeah.
That's why we have professionals like Khalid come on and break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it says, and so then going back to black men and mental health, the most popular diagnoses that I have for men now are depression and anxiety.
Mm.
And tell me why you think those are, Velma.
Because they don't have the resources they need to continue to be fathers who can really make a difference in the quality of not only the lives of their family, but their community as well. They're being shut out, shut down.
What else do you think? Why do black men have depression and anxiety?
They don't have.
What else do you think?
They don't have resources. They don't have jobs. They don't have money. Anger.
Yeah, depression is anger turned inward. So that's what that is. There's a lot of anger. And you're always under anxiety.
Yes.
You know, yesterday I was driving down the street and saw a police car lights flash, and they were flashing for somebody else for a second. If I was a
Yes. He's 6'1". Master wants to replicate him, right? girls and reproduce babies.
Yes, sir.
So if I'm having sex like that as a man, I end up cutting off my emotions.
Right.
Because I'm sleeping with 20 women.
Right.
In order to make babies. Right?
For the master.
About my body.
For the master.
Body,
yep.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And fast forward now, when we think about young black men, we keep pushing the narrative, oh, he's an athlete, oh, he's an athlete. It's never about how genius our boys are.
No.
I have to get on my female friends. Oh, my child is a football player. My child is a basketball player. I said, you know what? Point out. Now your son
has
a
3.5
birthday point now. Ah. Tell the world that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Why don't you? Why don't you? But remember, how are we brainwashed? Yes. And when it comes to black men, it's about their athleticism.
Yes.
It's not about their brain.
Right.
So that's why when you got a black man out of the quarterback, he gets wrong all this in the parents because, you know, the quarterback thing. Mm-hmm. I don't need a black guy to be the brain of the team. I need a white guy to be the brain of the team.
That's what they say.
I need a white guy to be the running back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, that's why when LeBron started becoming an advocate, what did that white female sportscaster say? Shut up and dribble the ball.
Okay. It's like that's all you're good for. That's all you're good for. So just keep doing what you're doing. Right.
That's why they were so mad at Colin Kaepernick, because he used the attention of his position to make a political statement, and they didn't like that because they don't want athletes to be politically active. Yeah. And use their influence the way he did.
We don't want you to use your brain. We want you to use your body to continue to make money for us just like you're doing, like you've been doing.
Right.
Don't do nothing different.
And think about it, ladies. We didn't even support Kaepernick like we were supposed to.
No, we did not.
Afraid.
No, we did not.
A lot of people were afraid.
Yeah. He could have played the role like, I'm a millionaire. I got raised by white people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about black people. And their issues.
Mm-hmm.
My black father left me.
Okay.
Right? But that was for us.
Yes. And he didn't have to.
And every time I looked around, black men were going to football parties. I remember going to a football party like, guys, why are y'all watching football today?
Okay.
Kaepernick is, they was like, come here, shut up and get out of here. We ain't trying to hear all that.
Ooh.
So see, that's the thing. We help them to victimize us.
Yes.
We participate in it.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't think about it. Yeah. That is so true. So on point. 8:31, if you just joined us this morning on The Female Solution, let us know where you're calling from, what city you're calling from. Type it in the comments. Giselle Turkwitz says, yes, 2-7 was another black. Oh, 2-7. I know what you mean, Giselle. 227 was another black show with an intact family. She says, yes, men were emasculated. You are right on point, my sister. And Deanna Robinson, my sister from another mister, says, Grand Rising Beautiful Queens, black men need to be reminded that their sovereignty and melanin power. Yes, rise up, my brothers, and create the new reality. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here with a mental health professional, clinician, Khalid Scott, veteran. We didn't say a newbie. He just got his degree, and he's been in here for about 5 minutes. No, we're talking about veteran, almost 30 years. So we're going to take our last commercial break with Naima Latif, who's here on the switchboard, and we will be right back. And in the meantime, while she's doing that, you can type in your questions or answers or anything like that that you may have. If you a number just for today that you can call.
Oh, they can call the switchboard now. It's open.
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you got a bunch of people on the switchboard. So any of y'all want to press one? Don't wait to the last minute. Now you can press one.
Because Khalid got to go. He got folks lined up waiting on it. 515-605-93
1-800-925, press 1 to speak. Are you going to run the commercials?
Yes.
Okay, take it away.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, so stay close, y'all.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Tune in to Sofa Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Sofa Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
I'm never speechless.
the wonderful experience I had this past weekend with Juneteenth and the celebration of dads. Now, Khalid,
you've got a couple of callers also.
We have callers. I'm sorry, I didn't pull up the switchboard. You got calls you want to ask Khalid questions? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and I can pull you up. And if you're on the switchboard, if you're on the social media, we're on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and on Twitter, HLNNSP, and also Zelda Speaks. And you can check out my blog as well. Instagram is for our homeless project, HLN. I got to pull that up, too. There it is right there. HLN.homeless.com. Project. We help people who are in need of shelter. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 111-1111. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to the diagnosis of dads? Do you have a question for Khalid?
Well, first of all, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Hi, this.
Good morning. Praise God. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace and blessings be upon you all. It's a pleasure to be able to join in on this conversation, but most of all, listen to this conversation this morning. Y'all are bringing a lot of light after the interference that tried to interfere with everything this morning. And starting with Naima's dissertation, her comments on taking responsibility, and that's so important. We have to take responsibility for our own actions in our communities. And Brother Khalid is bringing so much light this morning in terms of what our men, the questions and the things that we're struggling with as men and as fathers. And I think the question he asked right quick, I'll be concise and quick. He asked why men depressed and why black men are depressed and have so much anxiety. I think the answer and the beginning of that question would be with what the definition of a man is and what we've been taught the definition of a man is. Because Naima touches on our Western civilization, Western indoctrination, and Georgia, and the miseducation of the Negro speaks to a lot of these things. But what the definition of a man is, because once we got out of slavery, we were told a man is the definition of that master, that European white man who takes care of his family, who takes care of the plantation, who takes care of everything and takes care of everybody, and that's the definition of a man. And so that's where that conversation should start, because as last time I checked, the female comes from her mother and father, and the male comes from his mother and father. So we're equal in God's eyes. And when we come together, we make one, and in unity and power. And
all right.
I just wanted to add that. Thank you, and God bless you all. Have a great day.
And what was your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Neil. I grew up on 5525 South Lafayette, Chicago, Illinois. 60625.
Okay, Neil, thank you so much for calling this morning. We greatly appreciate that. We appreciate your comment because, number one, you're a man and you called in to express that comment. So we greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Neil. Have a great day, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless.
515-605-9325. I just love it when the men participate. Let's get another call. 773-977. You're live. If you have a question or comment for Khalid, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, good morning, and giving honor to God today, and giving honor to all of us listening and combining today. As I always say, ain't God good? This is Lois here in Chicago. And you know, happiness. This morning, we're having such a wonderful time, and I just thank God for this veteran, Brother Scott. God allowing him to share these things with us this morning. I mean, what a blessing. And we didn't have to pay for this, you know. We can probably go fix some popcorn or coffee or whatever while we live. God is good. But anyway, happiness, it does come from ourselves. And a lot of us didn't know that, you know.
You know, he said, we're not just, we master.
It's just that simple. We're not just a check, you know.
And a random sex in the community, the professionalism, the social, being a social worker for 30 years to me, having been a social worker for 21 years myself in the state of Illinois, you know, there has been no evidence at all that the people that are being killed are being killed by us. It hasn't been proven. We have nothing but unsolved homicides. Most of us ignore the fact that today, you know, we have stood and watched our policemen kill and shoot our boys and girls down and whatever, and maybe get 2 years, 3 years, or no time at all. Yeah. So nobody knows but God what's really going on around here, you know. It didn't just start with Emmett Till. All this stuff that's going on, you know, if we say we care about one another, you know, what are we today? Are we because of what we learned in the schools, in the schooling, or the education, the doctor's degrees, and what have you? Or are we examples of our father's diagnosis? Our life today, would we say that the educational system provided it, or our fathers provided it? Dr. Scott, I'd like for you to be the one to answer that question for me, please. And I believe I heard something about investments, and I really would like to hear more about that. So thanks so much for this time, and thanks for this topic. And listen, I think the host starts us off just the way the Lord wants to be started. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Thank you so much. You want to comment, Khalid? Thank you, Lois from Chicago.
Right. I didn't hear that last part. And for some reason, it's kind of sketchy.
Well, yeah, because she said so much. Good Lord. We're right on target though. Let's get another call before because we got like 15 minutes. Because we know we got to go. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 225-588. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm the show.
Hi, who's this? Hello? Somebody getting out of their car? 225-5888. You're live on the air. Well, until they come back, could they take it? Oh, did somebody get out of their car? Go right ahead. We'll come back to them, but we want to be able to you get all the information in you need before, because I know you have to leave at 9.
Okay. So yeah, getting back on topic about the diagnosis of dads.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting is tough.
Yes.
It's tough. It is not a cakewalk. You don't have an instructional manual to say, what are you supposed to do with this and that and this and that? And then you add that we are not the respected dads,
right,
like men,
right?
And because folks don't think that we love our kids, we value our kids. And you know, there was studies done to show that black men, listen to this, are more participatory in their children's life more than any other race of men.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. We talked about that on Three Black Moms yesterday, pull up that study that showed out of all other races of men, black men are more participatory in their in the day-to-day actual parenting of their children than other men. So that's
a
fact.
What a statistic that the world does not know that Khalid Scott just brought us. I didn't know that. The world probably does not know that.
Until today.
I'll send it to you.
Please do.
And that's what I mean. The thing is, because it's so easy to vilify us.
Yes.
Right? It's so easy to make us the some things that I find is that when I get calls for people to do therapy, right, and especially with men, what happens is men are kind of reserved, right? Surprise, surprise. So most of the calls I get are from wives, girlfriends, mothers, grandmothers, aunties, saying my nephew, my son, my husband wants to participate in counseling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, well, let me ask you a question. It's got to be me and him.
Yes, sir.
And plus, I want to hear his commitment. I want to hear his commitment. When I'm doing marriage therapy, right? I always get the wives who call me on this, right? And then I tell the wives, have your husband to call me. Because if your husband is being emotionally blackmailed to participate in therapy, you're not going to meet with me.
Oh.
Because I need him to be a full partner in this therapy.
Yes.
I don't want him here because a lot of times, a lot of men come into, like, marriage therapy. They did something wrong, and so the wife was like, if you don't do therapy with me, I'm getting a divorce. And see, that's no good.
Right.
It's no good because he's being made to do it. I want to know that that man is going to sit in session with his wife and put in the work. So, again, it's getting men used to being in therapy.
Yes.
It's getting men to see that they're worth.
Yes.
It's so much more than from the neck down. You know, I always do this icebreaker, ladies.
Uh-huh.
And people are so amazed when I say it. So, I'm going to do it with you all real quick, right? So let's do it real quick.
Okay.
You are 10 years old. You have no insight about the world like that. And we're going to go straight by stereotypes, okay?
Okay.
So when you think of the richest man in the world, what is the first race of man that pops in your head?
I think white man, Rockefeller.
You're 10 years old.
Okay.
That's what makes him such a great actor. He actually took that character and that made the show. Everybody was in. Yeah, he became very popular.
Absolutely.
And then they had a spin-off. They did him, the Stefan character, on the cool dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we know that Urkel was a brainiac.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, guys. We want characters for our part. Think about the show This Is Us. Everybody loves, you know, Randall.
Yeah, you know? And he's real smart. And
right.
We love him and Beth Lowe because he's so smart.
Yeah.
He's so compassionate.
Yeah, totally non-stereotype.
Black male characters on screen.
Yes.
Right.
We don't want to see us acting like buffoons.
No, right. We do not.
We don't. But also, too, we know it's the emasculation of black men going on right now.
Yeah.
So, again, this is why black men have anxiety. This is why black men are depressed. Because, again, we're not taking this. Our women think we hate them. We love you all.
Yes, we know
you.
This.
More black men are married to black women.
Yes.
But we keep thinking because we see a couple of athletes who are married to white women that all black men love women of other races.
Mm-mm.
That's not the truth.
No, it's not.
That's not the truth.
No,
think
it's
about
not.
Your friends who are married.
Yes.
Black on black.
Yes. You're absolutely right.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. We gotta work on getting rid of the stereotype.
Right.
And we gotta put the work in. Guys, my daughter has been to 38 states and 4 continents, and she's only 19 years old.
Wow.
On purpose, guys. That was on purpose to make her a world traveler. Because
look
at her, she's at Amherst with all these millionaire white kids. Latin kids, Asian kids, she needs to be able to sit at the table with them.
Mm.
And know what to say. My daughter speaks German.
Does she?
You know what I'm saying? Ladies, let me ask you, how many 19-year-old girls you know have been to almost 40 states and 4 continents?
I don't know any.
Personally.
I know one that has been to France. But not to all the different continents. No, I don't know. No.
Right.
No.
Isn't that a shame?
Yes, it is a shame.
Isn't that a shame?
Yes, it is.
But see, you know what we're used to doing with our kids? Let's take our kids to Wisconsin Dale.
Yep, and
let's
down south.
To Disney World.
And down south.
That's it.
Yes,
well,
that's it.
Time, we don't ever have to be limited no more. Limited. We need to go and get our passport.
Yes, we do.
Take our kids around the world.
Yes,
now.
We do. Yes, we do.
We can sit up here and go and get Lexus trucks, but we can't go and pay for a $2,000 trip to Morocco.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can get deals with airplane rides. So what I'm saying is, once we learn that we don't have to live with limits, then we're going to be better off. And that's what I'm teaching black men. Stop limiting yourself. Stop limiting your options. Know that the world is yours just like any other race of man. And the more we do the play, we won't be so depressed.
Right.
We won't be so anxious.
Right. Well, that, you know, thank you for these eye-opening information that you are sharing with us here this morning, because you made some facts, you know, just made us think. All the things that we've been told about black men, it is the furthest thing from the truth. It is just
right.
Not true. It's just not.
Right. And black women, I have to hold charge to you. When your husband, your boyfriend, your man is being vulnerable, stop calling him a punk. Stop calling him a faggot. Stop calling him soft. Know that when a man is vulnerable in front of you, that means he loves and trusts you.
Mm.
And if you mess that up, you
never.
And I'm in my sessions with my black men. I let them be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I let them know it's safe. So we want better men and better outcomes. We gotta run a new narrative.
Well, thank you for sharing part of the new narrative with us, because it is your expertise that we count on and that we depend on, because you bring a fresh perspective from the male perspective, and that's what we need on the Female Solution. We are so much appreciative of you, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you, because what you are doing for Anaya. And I got it written down right here in front of me. Lord have mercy. Look down, Zelda. Anaya. Let little Miss Anaya know, if she don't know. I need to have a conversation with her. I really do, because she has no idea. She's living the life that I want to live. And this is not in reference to her traveling. This is in reference to her father, the experience that she is having with her father. I never knew my dad. All I know is what I've been told. So the fact that you are in her life, you are in the life of the world, of those who come in contact with you, and you are spreading love and knowledge and wisdom, and I just love it. And I so appreciate you. And they said, give you your flowers before you leave. These are your flowers right here today, Khalid.
Thank you, sweetheart. And understand this too, Zelda. I never had a dad one day of my life. I never had a daddy one day of my life.
Wow.
I'm supposed to be different.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
I'm fatherless.
Oh!
Fatherless.
Are you?
Guess what? James Evans Sr. and Heathcliff Huxtable was my dad.
Oh,
wow.
I know that's
wow.
right. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And I think about that now. I think about that, Khalid. There's a lot of us like that.
Those are the only ones they knew.
Wow. That deserves applause. I'm sorry. I got to Yeah, the lines are still put up. We got to get a couple of more calls. 225-588, you're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? 225-588. Brother Khalid has to leave. You just missed your turn to speak to him. I do apologize for that. Area code 312-671, you got about 30 seconds.
Well, on your shalom. My comment, Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. The black man is the greatest, is in the past, the present, and the future. And the black man is, time is now to protect himself, to protect his family, to protect his children by any and all means necessary. For more information, go to plumpfoundation.org and call me at 312.
We greatly appreciate that, Minister Plump. You want to give us some closing thoughts, Khalid, because I know it's 9 o'clock and you got to go.
Okay. Black men and black women and people of color, continue to invest in you. And if that investment includes how you take care of your body, go to that gym, go for a walk, put that good food in your body. But also invest in your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Mm.
If you need services, come and meet with us, Dr. Scott.
There's
so many clinicians, and we're waiting for you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because when your mind is right, the rest follows.
Amen.
And always, always believe in yourself and have the best love affair with you first. Because when you are in love with you, others will love you just as much.
Amen.
When you're not in love with yourself, you make yourself vulnerable for everything and everybody to hurt you.
Didn't look at it like that.
Yes. People who get hurt are people who hurt themselves first.
Oh, yes. Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, September in. That sounds good to me. Let's get a date. Let's get a date going. And how can people contact you?
Sure. They can reach me on my website, www.highachiever.net, or look me up at www.psychologytoday.com. My number is 312-437-2688, and I'm on all social media platforms.
Okay, let me be sure I got that right. 312-437-2688, highachievers.net, or psychologytoday.com. Is that correct?
Correct. Achiever is just a R at the end, not with an F. Achiever.
Okay, let me go in and high achiever. Let me erase that so people can see that. Can you see that now? Naeem,
highachiever.net,
or psychologytoday.com, or 312-437-2688. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just had Dr. Khalid Scott, veteran, mental professionalist. Thank you so much. Thank you. It just made our day. And for all of you who are listening online, and on the switchboard, we thank you for being here with us today. And please share this message, because some man, some woman, some daughter, some family somewhere needs to see this. And we appreciate that. And Giselle Turquoise says, great show, ladies. Khalid, continue your mission. Yay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And that is the voice of Khalid Scott. We appreciate you. We love you. And continue to do the wonderful work that you do for the community and for my beloved Anaya Scott. Yay.
I got that name right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Khalid. We appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your day and your life and your world and your ministry. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'm just full of the spirit right about now, because this is a dynamite brother. Because he does not have to do this. He has plenty of clients that he can just go take care of. He don't have to be bothered with us. But his heart is in the right place, and he does the right thing. So if you need to contact him, highachiever.net or psychologytoday.com, or you can call him 312-437-2688. And I will also post his information on our blog, which you can see right there. These are the T-shirts that we have. Inhale affirmations. That's the thought for the day. When we breathe in and breathe out, we are doing more than just breathing. We are breathing life into a new consciousness. And so we've got about six, seven, eight new T-shirts that we've designed to help you minimize the distractions in your life, because that's exactly what they are, distractions, to keep you from your divine self. And this is one of the T-shirts. We've got a ton of them. One of them I love is meditate, but they're all on the blog, so just go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you will see them there. Lots of information. I love this one. A lot of people love this one, too. Inhale wealth and exhale debt, and it's possible. Let's do that together. Inhale wealth and exhale debt, and then we got to go and practice that which will allow us to continue to breathe that way. You just can't say it and breathe it. You got to do it. You got to put the work into action. And I love telling our young people, and older people too, who love to take selfies, take a selfie with that T-shirt on. And every time you see that T-shirt and you say it out loud, words have wings. Words have power more than you'll ever know. Don't believe me. Don't believe nothing I'm saying here. Try it on your own. How about that? So when you take that selfie and you see that, inhale wealth, exhale death, we should have a concept. A debt, inhale debt, inhale wealth, exhale debt. I think, Naeem, we need to have a contest.
Mm.
And have people
send us in selfies with those T-shirts on.
Oh, that'd be cute.
And all for a prize too. How about that?
Yeah.
We want to get this planet on a different level of consciousness, and you do that. It all begins with the breath. So
right.
It's there, so check it out.
Right. And we have to start saying things differently, too. Just like, you know, Brother Khalid was talking about the real statistics on how black men are taking care of their families. We have to start speaking the positive and praising the good and highlighting the good and reporting the good. Just listening to the news and hearing, I just sat there for 15 minutes. And it was amazing the amount of depressing news that I heard. But
it's
just think,
all depressing.
But just think if we were able to, because you saw a whole bunch of really uplifting things when you were out yesterday at these fatherhood celebrations and all of that.
Yes.
These
yes.
are the stories that we want to report. These are the people we want to interview. These are the activities we want to show people. We want to show them the visions of fathers with their daughters playing in a park and taking them to school and teaching them how to drive and all kinds of stuff, because this is what we have to keep reinforcing in the brain. Whatever you repeat, you're reinforcing. Whatever you focus on, you increase. So if we focus on the criminal behavior, we're actually increasing it. We're actually increasing it by focusing on it. So if we want to stop crime, stop focusing on it. Stop talking about it. Stop promoting it.
Yes.
And you will find that it really isn't as great as it appears to be if we
mm-hmm.
counteract that with all the positive messages, all the positive men that are doing these wonderful things, coaching sports and teaching classes and preaching the gospel and singing and writing books and all of these uplifting things that people are doing. If we talk about these things and we keep talking about it and keep talking about it and keep praising them and keep saying the world is getting better and the young people are getting smarter and the young people are doing fantastic things, if we keep speaking that into existence, we will create that reality. That's our job. Create the reality we want to see.
But you got to tune out.
You got to tune out that other stuff, because they're throwing it at you every day. I mean, they're throwing it in your face. They're shoving it in your ears.
We sleep with our phones on.
Yeah.
How many of us cut our phones off at night?
Right.
Think about that. We are so addicted to the AI, the artificial intelligence, instead of, as Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia would say, the divine intelligence.
Right.
We are stuck on the artificial intelligence.
Right. We need to replace it.
It's a lifesaver now. It does communicate. It helps us connect with the world. But you have to limit yourself. How many of us turn our phones off for an hour during the course of the day? How many of us turn our phones on first thing in the morning? It's called programming, people.
Absolutely.
And they've been doing it for hundreds of years, and it's working very well. And I don't care how many times I say it, somebody's still going to do it because they got the phone on right now.
Mm.
We appreciate having your phone on right now because you're watching the show. But don't let this be the end all. You want self-love. You want love. How about self-love? Part of that self-love is turning it off.
Right.
These are just some of the more T-shirts.
Right.
Inhale genius, somebody.
Yes, inhale genius. Exhale doubt.
Exhale doubt.
That's right. And
you got to meditate to activate, baby.
That's
right.
Can't
always come out there. It's an inside
job.
And they don't want
to put in you.
Focused out there.
Right.
Because they don't want you to know the power that's in here.
Very powerful.
They know. But you don't know.
They know. That's why they keep distorting it. That's why they keep distracting it. So if you turn your phone on, choose what you're going to turn it on to, because it's all over the Internet. You can have all kind of motivational videos and programs and shows like this.
Yes.
You can decide what you want to come into your brain every day, because if you just look at what pops up on the phone, I mean, you know, all the emails.
You're inhaling fear.
You're inhaling fear.
You are inhaling fear when you're watching TV and radio that shows you anything other than bliss.
Right.
No, you need to miss this.
Right.
Like, once again, it's the race saying, I'm an entrepreneur, I earned this, I did this, I'm gone, or something like that. You know, it's floating around. This is what you need to. This is what you need to remember. If what you are watching
or listening to or participating in. If it does not involve bliss for you, this is something you need to miss. No bliss, I need to miss it. Keep that in mind. So let's do one quick inhale together. Let us inhale faith and exhale fear. Once more, inhale faith. Come on, work with me. Don't look at the screen. Breathe in and exhale fear. You do that three times. Every single time you are confronted with an issue, know that that issue came to teach you a lesson. The question is, you have to ask yourself, what is the lesson? And you can't get the lesson if your ears are tuned in to something other than WYOU.
Right. Absolutely. One thing to let you know if something is good for you is to see how it makes you feel. If it makes you feel bad, it's not the right thing. You're not supposed to feel bad. You're supposed to be living in bliss. So if you hear something and you can feel when your energy goes down, when your mood goes down, when you start feeling depressed, that lets you know. That thing that you just heard or saw, you need to erase it and replace it with
erase
something
it and replace it. I like
you
that.
Yeah.
I like that. Erase it and replace it.
Yes.
We have got to remember to be involved in the things, places, situations, and circumstances that are for our best interest.
Right.
And if
right.
it's not for our best interest, we have no reason being involved in it by looking at it, by watching it. Let me share with you very quickly. I noticed myself the other day. I was really tired, and I was in the bed, and you know you're tired when you're too tired to turn over and turn the TV off. And I'm looking at a movie, you know how when one movie goes off, you fall asleep, wake up, and there's another one on. Okay.
Yes.
If the movie's watching you, I'm looking at this movie as it's coming on, and it's just so much violence in it.
Mm.
And I took a deep breath just to get that energy off of me, and as I took that deep breath, I felt how tense my body was just
wow.
by looking.
Yes.
Because the visual
yes.
replication of what we see is going to our brains,
right.
which transports that energy to our bodies. And it's
right.
like, I'm laying in the bed. Why am I all tense?
Because you're experiencing this as if it's happening to you, even though you're just
yes.
watching it. Yes.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I have to share this.
Yes.
So it's very important that we realize what we hear, and especially what we see, what we allow into our personal spiritual space is what we become. How about that? That's why we have you do that breathing exercise in the morning. And you don't have to spend 5 minutes. You can spend 2 minutes. But doing something, as Dr. Maya Angelou would say, doing something before you face the day. You jump out of bed, jump in the shower, get your coffee, your, whatever, your bagel, jump on your way out the door. Lay in the bed and stretch and just breathe.
Mm.
Breathe like a cat. I mean, stretch like a cat. Just do your stretches. That's what I do. I had a friend who teaches yoga. She says, before you get up in the morning, put your feet up in the air for 5 minutes. I don't hold them for 5 minutes. I put them on the wall. I lay them on the wall for 5 minutes. And just stretch. Because all of that circulation, the blood from that you've been sitting still for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, however long you sleep, all of that blood is stagnant in one place, and you need to bring it down. So that's why you hold your feet up in the air. See, these old folks listen. Y'all don't know that. So
yeah.
I love listening to the old folks because the old folks
absolutely.
Know that they live long enough. They know things that we don't know.
Right. They've lived long enough. You know, I was, and I know you have to leave a little early today, so I'm won't keep it.
Yeah, I need a nap.
Yeah. Can't let you get to your nap. But I was trying to remember her name last night. I was on the other show for a minute, and I just remember the name. Michael Sandler is his name, and he does a show, you know, on spiritual wisdom and all that sort of thing. And he had a guest on that was talking about how to tell when you're an old soul. And an old soul is one that's had many different lives and so you've learned the lessons from what you've experienced, and so now you're able to teach, and you're able to understand things like, you know, we're all one family, we're all one people. There's no need to hate somebody who's different. You can understand that because you've had many different lives and many different situations. But when you were talking about, you know, with everything you see and hear and how it affects you, that reminded me of a story I heard about a woman. You know, when you go after you transition from this life, you have a life review and you decide what other kind of life you want to have next. And every life that we've ever had is affecting us all the time, even though we're not aware of it. But even like if someone broke your heart in one life, maybe the next life, you don't trust people of the opposite sex. You don't want to fall in love. You don't want to show emotions because you're still affected by that broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
So this one woman, she when she was a little girl, she heard her mother get shot to death by her boyfriend, the sound of that gunfire. It was so traumatizing to her. And so, you know, after the end of her life, and she realized, you know, she was still traumatized by that. So her spirit guides, you know, the people you meet with after you have transitioned, they said, well, your soul is still traumatized by the sound of that gunshot. So how about in your next life you be born deaf so that you don't hear any awful things and give your soul a chance to heal? And so that's what she decided to do. She decided she was going to be born deaf. She would never hear anything. That was to give her soul a chance to heal from that trauma of hearing her mother get shot to death. So, so you never know, you know, the reason why you choose the circumstances of your birth. Because every life is connected, and we're all connected to each other, there are things that happen for reasons that we don't know, because, first of all, we haven't been acquainted with the reality that we've had many, 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 many different lives. So just like you look back in your childhood and certain things affect you, well, if you go past that life to another life, that's still affecting you. That's still a memory, even though it's not a conscious memory, but it's a soul memory. So we're all affected by our many lives, and many of us have lived enough lives in enough different places where now we're at the point where we can teach. We're old souls. We're at the point where we understand love, we understand forgiveness, we understand compassion. So now we've come through whatever family we chose to come through to trigger that need to teach. Maybe we had, you know, parents who weren't loving. Maybe we had maybe we were orphans, so we understood the importance of having a loving family. Whatever circumstance we're in, we chose that. Just like you chose to come into a situation where your mother was going to leave you so that you could develop all of the things that you have developed to give you the sensitivity that you have so that now you can teach. So all of the things that we've gone through were to produce the kind of person that we are now. So that we have the wisdom that we can share and we can help others.
Wow. Never thought about it like that, Naima.
Yeah.
That's why I love the Female Solution. That's why I love you, because you just bring a whole different, it's from another different planet. This is not even from planet Earth.
This is not from planet Earth.
It's ethereal.
My teachers are not from planet Earth, you all. That's why I can say these things. They're not from here.
Tina Louise Spalding.
Yeah, we're going to have her on one day, yes.
Yes, I never heard of her until I started listening to the Female Solution. I'm like, who is Tina Louise Spalding? And then I went on YouTube. That's why I love YouTube. It's like movies, yeah, they're good, yeah, but I am Deanna. I am addicted to
YouTube University, yes.
University, because it teaches you.
Yes.
It just doesn't give you action and drama and all suspense and all that good stuff that we love because we've been programmed to love it, but it shows you another way of thinking, another way of being, another way, because when you start, because I see the numbers drop when you start talking soul and spirit and things like that, because people are not familiar for that because they have been taught one way of being and thinking, and they're not open and receptive to another way of being because this has just been programmed
into people, beaten into people, I mean, all kinds of things. you're forced to and that's the thing. If your soul is ready, then you will tune into it, even if the people around you ridicule you, because your soul is ready.
They'll
make you feel bad.
Being the way you are, sometimes right. You just have to keep things to yourself.
Yeah, until you reach people who are on the same vibe, you
right.
Just have to be quiet because they
that's
can't.
That's what the vibrations and frequency is all about.
Yeah.
And Jody talks about that all the time on
yeah.
Self-Care on Tuesday morning from 7 until 9 a.m. And you and Kareem talk about that. And Dr. Debbie talks about it. Viata talks about it. And it's like, so everybody has their own different way of expressing that and sharing that. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this female solution because I am, people think, you know, I'm not the bomb.com. I'm here to learn.
You are a bomb.com.
I got that from Fame, all right.
bomb.com.
I'm learning. I'm here to learn and to share what I'm learning. So I appreciate the female solution even exists. I'm honored to be a part of this because I'm thinking to myself as old, excuse me, as seasoned. As I am.
Yes.
That I would know these things, and I don't. I'm learning every day, and I love it. So thank you, my sister, for being the executive producer, and the one who has the insight to put this platform together, and we are all over the place, and I am just loving it. So give us a closing thought before we leave here today, my sister.
All of us are angels. And Michelangelo, the great artist, used to carve rock, a big block of stone. He would chip away and chip away and chip away. And when he finished, he had carved this beautiful angel. And people would say, how could you have created that out of just a block of stone? And he said, the angel was always in the stone.
I just removed
everything that wasn't the angel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do with ourselves. We are divine spiritual beings, but some of our negative experiences, things people have told us about ourselves that aren't true, the hurtful things that have happened, have created blocks of stone around us. So we have to chip away at everything that is not the divine being within, because that's who we really are.
Amen. And you said it so well. Thank you so very much. Greatly appreciate that. And for those who are listening and watching, please go to our Instagram page and what's the word I'm looking for? Subscribe, share, like, whatever.
Like, whatever y'all do on Instagram.
Yeah, whatever y'all do there, just do it. Because we help the homeless, and we
join,
we
help, like, whatever y'all do, just, you know.
Whatever y'all do, you do it well. And support Teen Talent Contest, we greatly appreciate that. And we appreciate you knowing that you can always find updates and
follow. That's what you do on Instagram. You follow people.
Follow.
There you go.
I know it was one of them things. They know what I'm
talking
about.
One of them, y'all know what we're talking about.
Follow it. So I want to leave you with the promo from the Female Solution, and please go to my blog and subscribe, YouTube channel subscribe, I'm sorry. It's called Higher Learning TV Show, but I'm going to leave you with a promo for the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the promo.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. call in and comment. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Already a part of the solution, whether you know it or not, because you're watching the show and you're sharing. And I want to thank some of Dr. Willie Wilson's staff is with us this morning. Stephanie, thank you so much, Stephanie, for being a part of the Female Solution this morning and for sending us a shout-out. Be sure and tell Dr. Willie Wilson we look forward to working with him, to continue working with him on his mayoral candidacy to be the next mayor of the city.
We've
got to
get him on the show before the election day, too. Yeah, we'll see if we can.
Say that again, Naima.
We got to get him on one of our shows before election day. We'll see if we can
yes,
make that happen.
Yes, we do. Because June 28th, that's the primaries, right? It's
right
around the corner, around the block, and you don't want to miss that. We've got all the calls. Thank you so very much. The switchboard is going off. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to Self-Care tomorrow morning with Jody Susan. And be sure to check out the blog and check out Saturday, June 30th, 12 noon to 1 p.m., send some children to hlntvshow@gmail.com so we can give them prizes and scholarships and all that good stuff, because we are responsible for our youth. We talk about how bad they are and all that good stuff. No, it's not good stuff. I said the wrong word. let's talk about putting them in a position, helping them to be in a position to display their greatness.
Yes.
You know that we can do that with you, so we thank you. Send that, have them send a 13, a one-minute video clip, ages 13 to 19, to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And please post your comments before you leave today on our YouTube channel or on our Facebook, hlntvshow. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay on power. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. And let us continue to celebrate Juneteenth. Make it a great day, and thank you so much for walking. And in the words of my girlfriend, love, peace, and hair grease. Make it a great day. Peace.
Peace.
All right, girls. We I got a girlfriend here from out of town. She was like,
really?
I thought I was supposed to. No, you won't be here today, baby.
I'll be here.
She said 3 o'clock, so I need to go take me a quick nap. I need about an hour.
Yeah.
I need about an hour just to drink me some tea and chill. And episode.